Well, we are in a 3-year plan called One Day Starts Now. This really involves a lot of things. You may think of the Agape Feast most fundamentally as a part of this. We had an amazing, amazing Agape Feast at the end of January at RealWorks Denver and just kind of did a takeover of that facility. Great, but it was just a beautiful, beautiful time to gather together. We had over 400 people in attendance, but more important than that, it was a vision of one church with multiple cultural expressions. And so thank you for being a part of that. But there are other ways that we are seeking to become one church with multiple cultural expressions as well. First and foremost for us as a staff is actually not just being multicultural, but being multilingual. Learning Spanish as English speakers and learning English as Spanish speakers. And so Nora Alcazar, she has been instrumental in coaching us. We're very, very grateful for Nora and also really, really grateful for our interpreters. And I call our interpreters the sacred tendons in the body of Christ, because if you think about what a tendon does, or a ligament, it really holds together the muscle and the bone. And without them, we would be in trouble. They help hold this body together in really important ways. But if that's our vision to become one church with multiple cultural expressions, there's really three pillars or pathways by which we're seeking to accomplish that vision. So I just want to give you a few updates as we're at the end of quarter one here in 2025. Hard to believe it's April already. As we've mentioned several times today, Easter is coming up. But we have these three pillars that support this vision to become one church with multiple cultural expressions. So pillar number one is to deepen discipleship pathways for all of Providence. We have 9 leaders in our cross-purpose program who are currently going through discipleship. And as was mentioned a moment ago, we're going to have a baptism celebration, a discipleship celebration service on the 27th following Easter Sunday. But we also piloted the School of Discipleship with 9 Providence congregants participating in that. So can we put our hands together for that for Pastor Ray? Thank you, Pastor Ray, for spearheading that initiative. Super, super exciting. And also want to highlight New Reality, that there are 12 youth engaged in discipleship through New Reality right now. So way to go, Laura. Thank you for your work. Our second pillar is to cultivate a stronger culture of corporate prayer. And we had a prayer and worship night on March 2nd that was led by Raheel Sharoon. And Noah Nick shared that night. The music team did a phenomenal job just leading us in a time of corporate reflection, individual prayer, kind of breaking up into little groups, praying for our country, praying for our city, praying for our congregation. It was really, really powerful. So we're going to have another one of those coming up later this year. You'll hear more details around July or August. And then our third pillar is, again, part of this One Day Starts Now 3-year plan to become one church with multiple cultural expressions is to equip community groups for greater mission and greater health. And so we had 2 new community groups that were launched, and that was the Boncori CG and the Brooks Selby CG. Give it up for these guys. And so the Boncori CG meets in 5 Points here in Northeast Denver, and then the Brooks and Selby Community Group meets down south, South Littleton. And so we're grateful for people in our congregation who come from all over. So if you're in one of those neighborhoods and you've not yet joined a community group, please find those guys. One other thing, we have a new structure that's been implemented that you may not hear about kind of on Sunday mornings, but these are shepherding groups. And so instead of just having one point person or staff member who's seeing all of community groups, our elders have kind of broken up our community group leaders so that on a bi-monthly basis, they're able to gather together, kind of talk shop, pray together, troubleshoot any challenges that they may be facing, because we really believe that our community group leaders, they're the under-shepherds in this congregation. We count on them. They're our deacons. To do a whole lot of ministry here in this church. And so our shepherds need shepherding, and we meet with them on an intentional basis. And last March, we had a gathering together, and it was absolutely so much fun and just good to have more relational connection even on our lay leadership team, which I'm so, so grateful for. Finally, with One Day Starts Now, just want to say that we do have a fundraising goal. We have set a big, hairy, audacious goal of raising $300,000 for this 3-year plan. We're seeking over 100 donors to be a part of this work, to join this effort and this initiative. And again, this is above and beyond our regular Sunday giving and tithes and offerings. And I am happy to report that in quarter one, we have raised $8,000 above our projected tithes and offerings year to date, which brings us to 16% of our annual goal. So can we put our hands together for that? I think that's good news for us as a church. Thank you. You're doing that. It's the people in this room that are making that happen. We've also submitted several grant proposals trying to get creative beyond just tithes and offerings to see what monies may be available for, again, this goal of becoming one church with multiple cultural expressions. And so vision really moves at the speed of generosity. There are so many different goals you can see on here of Agape Feast and the language learning and different items that we want to be doing across this year and next year. Our Flourish Retreat, where our deacons get away at the in the mountains, both from our multicultural service at 10 o'clock, Providencia at 1 p.m. We get together for a weekend away. So much fun. Danae Brinkman led us in a multicultural training last year, and it was absolutely incredible. We want to do more of that. And so as I said a moment ago, vision really does move at the speed of generosity. Many of you are giving already, and I just want to commend you to continue to be generous to what God is doing in this local body. Well, I want to take a moment to invite up Esper and Jolie Marr and Danae Brinkman to the stage. Esper is a joy to have on our team. Jolie Marr, we're so grateful for you and the love that you have brought to this church, and we wanted to take a moment in service today to just give an update on what is happening in Providence. Amen. And I just want to take a second to honor Esper as a staff member on our team. I get to work with him in the office during the week, and he brings so much joy, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week.
Gracias.
It is hard working in a church like Providence, where we're really trying to love our neighbors and be a light on the hill. It's just a difficult context to do ministry in general.
Es realmente difícil trabajar en un contexto como Providencia de amar a los vecinos y también ser una luz en la colina de en una manera muy multicultural.
But to do that across language barriers is almost impossible.
Pero hacerlo a través de los idiomas es casi imposible.
So I love getting to use the Google Translate app and communicate during the week.
Entonces estoy feliz por Google Translate.
Two other things that you may realize about Esper is he is a pastor.
Dos cosas que quizás ya se dan cuenta de Esper, que es pastor.
It's one thing to have the title of pastor. It's another thing to be a pastor, to be a shepherd.
Es una cosa de tener el título de pastor, pero también pastorear.
And I had the pleasure of accompanying you on one of your many pastoral visits a couple weeks ago.
Y tuve el privilegio hace unas semanas de poder ir contigo a visitar a la gente de su iglesia.
And it was encouraging to me to see you in action, loving, encouraging, and strengthening the body of Christ.
Y me animó mucho verte trabajar y amar y cuidar a la gente de su iglesia.
The second thing I've learned about Esper is he is the candy man. ¿Cómo se dice candy man?
Hombre de los dulces.
This guy is handing out free chocolates every single day around the office.
Está regalando dulces, confites, chocolates, como se dice en cualquier país, todas las semanas de la iglesia.
And so my first question for you, Esper, is where did your love of chocolate come from?
Entonces la primera pregunta es, ¿de dónde salió ese amor por el chocolate?
Bueno, el amor del chocolate es porque, como muchos no saben, y algunos sí, yo soy licenciado en artes culinarias y gerencia gastronómica.
So his love for chocolate began because maybe a lot of you know or don't know, but he actually is a culinary chef.
Y una de las cosas que más me apasiona es conocer el cacao de mi nación. El chocolate, cacao, la fruta.
So one of the things that fascinates him the most is just learning about like the cacao bean and chocolate.
Y bueno, y los chocolates que yo reparto en la oficina son chocolates venezolanos.
So the chocolates that he gives out every week are Venezuelan chocolates.
Well, thank you for bringing your Willy Wonka talents to
Gracias por ser el Willy Wonka.
Our American workplace. We're grateful for it.
El hombre de los dulces a la gente gringa.
Esper and Jolie Marr, I'm curious to hear from you. What has been the greatest blessing of serving at Providencia this year?
Y ahora la primera pregunta es, ¿cuál ha sido la mayor bendición de estar en Providencia y dirigir Providencia?
Bueno, una de lo primero para no dejar el principio aquí cuando vi a los niños que levantaron las manos para servir. Veo que nosotros tenemos que volver a ser niños.
We have to become like kids again. It was really encouraging to see the kids just so excited about volunteering, and I don't want to talk without missing that point.
Ya que los niños no tienen miedo a nada, ellos se arriesgan a todo.
The kids don't have they don't have fear of anything. They just risk everything.
Y hemos perdido esa pasión de ver lo nuevo.
And we've lost that passion of because we're afraid of a lot of things.
Entonces debemos volver a ser niños.
So we should become like kids again.
Otra de las cosas que me ha animado es el contacto que he tenido con la familia de Providencia, cada uno de ellos cómo servirle.
It's been such a privilege for me and a blessing to be able to serve the people of Providencia.
Acompañarlos en sus luchas, en sus problemas y aún algunos en sus adicciones.
So to be able to accompany them in their struggles, in their pains, and even in their addictions.
A veces no es solo escucharlos, sino acompañar a las personas.
And not just listen to them, but like walk with them.
Aunque tú no tengas el control de eso, solamente estar allí es bastante, orar con ellos y escucharlo es suficiente.
And we don't have control over anything, but just to listen to them, to pray for them is incredible.
Y otra cosa que me apasiona es cuando veo cómo evolucionan las personas. Cada uno de ellos en sus depresiones, en su parte de superación personal, me emociona cómo hemos avanzado porque lo he visto.
It's incredible to see people's transformation, the healing that they've received, the growth. It's incredible what God is doing and to be able to be a part of that.
Pero es allí en donde uno ve que el Señor es el que se mueve y la gloria es de Él, porque Él es el que lo acompaña a todo momento y Él tiene el control.
And really, the glory is to God because He's in control and He's the one who brings the growth. It's nothing that we do.
Hello. Good morning. God bless you.
Buenos días.
Una de las cosas que me apasiona es que en algunas oportunidades puedo acompañarle, en otras no.
Mm-hmm. So, something that passions me is sometimes I get to accompany Esper and sometimes I don't get to.
Pero aunque quedo en casa, allí lo respaldo en oración y ruego.
So even though I stay at home a lot of the times, I'm supporting him through prayer and petition.
De cada visita que tiene, siempre estamos en contacto y me cuenta la historia.
So every time that we go and visit these people, we get to hear more and more of their story.
Y ver cómo el Señor restaura, opera milagros de sanidad, de salvación, de liberación.
We've seen a lot of restoration, people being saved, healing, and freedom from their lives.
Pues veo que Dios sigue siendo Dios, el mismo de ayer, de hoy y de siempre.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen. Gracias, Yolimar. I want to ask Esper, what are one or two challenges you're facing right now that you would like prayer for, whether personally or as a ministry at Providencia?
Bueno, una de las oraciones es que todo el tiempo estén orando por mí, por mi ego.
Please always keep praying for my ego.
Porque a veces somos humanos y nosotros a veces podemos ver a las personas según las perspectivas de nosotros y hasta nuestras propias experiencias.
And because we're humans, we often see people from our own perspective or our own lens, and we don't see them the way God sees them.
Y es por eso que nosotros tenemos que apegarnos a un Dios verdadero y que vive en nosotros primero que yo.
We have to first grow close to God who lives in us so that we can see people like he sees them.
Y es reconocerlo todos los días, todos los días.
And we have to recognize that every single day.
Es allí en donde está el parte que muere lo que es el yo para que viva Cristo en mí.
And that's the part where like myself dies so that God can live in and through me.
Y es allí en donde nosotros podemos dar la gracia de Dios, transmitir esa gracia de Dios porque vive en nosotros.
And this is when we can give thanks to God and live out this grace to others because he lives in us.
Es empezarlo a ver como él los ve.
And to be able to see people as he sees them.
Así que él murió para todos, sin excepción.
When this is true for everybody without exception.
Jolimar, any way that we can be praying for you, things that you see in the congregation where we should keep in mind to pray for?
Por la congregación, hay muchos nuevos creyentes.
There's many new believers in our congregation.
Se encontraron el amor de Dios acá, y por lo tanto son unos bebés.
So they found the love of God here, but they're just baby Christians.
Y los bebés necesitan de mucho cuidado.
And babies need a lot of care.
De una buena alimentación.
Need good food.
Y una buena compañía.
And good company.
Pues oramos para que ellos sigan creciendo en el amor del Señor.
So we keep praying that they would continue to grow in the love of God.
Y Dios continúe haciendo la obra en sus vidas.
And that God would continue to be light in the voice in their life.
Y ellos puedan crecer junto con nosotros en el amor de Dios.
And then they would be able to grow with us in the love of God.
Porque el Señor libera. He visto que el Señor ha hecho la obra de liberación en muchos, pero esa casa queda vacía después de esa liberación, ¿verdad?
Mm. So we've seen that God liberates, that he frees, but she said that the house is empty after liberation, and so it needs to be filled.
Y esa casa tiene que ser llena de la palabra, del amor, y de todo lo bueno que Dios puede dar, y que más que nosotros, que somos sus manos acá, o somos su representación para llenar esa casa.
So they need to be filled with the love of God, the word, and we are God's hands and feet here, and so that we would be able to help them with this.
Amen.
Amen. My last question is, besides prayer, what are some practical ways that this service, the 10 a.m. multicultural service, can support Providencia?
Bueno, sí. Sin embargo, cuando yo leí esta pregunta previa, no solamente la iglesia de español necesita ayuda, sino que nosotros también podemos apoyar a la iglesia de inglés.
Mm. So he said when he read this question, he was a little impacted because he said, it's not only the church at one that needs help, like we need to help you as well.
Somos una sola familia y creo que somos un solo cuerpo de Cristo.
We're one family and we are one body of Christ.
Y creo que la manera de servir es que ustedes nos apoyen. A pesar de las diferencias que hay, que el idioma, una de las dificultades es el idioma, creo que hay muchas formas que nosotros nos podemos apoyar unos con otros.
Even though maybe one of our big barriers is language, there are many ways that you can help us.
Ahí está lo que es el traductor Google.
Google Translate. Will help us.
Que lo podemos nombrar gracias al Señor que le dio sabiduría a la persona que lo hizo.
Thanks be to God that he gives wisdom to those that use Google Translate.
Para la gloria de él. Y a su vez también creo que estamos como una sola iglesia y podemos servir en cualquier momento. Si ustedes quieren servir de cualquier forma, según sus talentos y dones, yo estoy abierto para escucharlo, igual de nosotros hacia ustedes.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, depending on your gifts and your talents, whatever way you want to serve God, he's available. So talk to him, reach out, whatever you want to do. But same with the reverse. Again, there are many ways that they can serve this church. So he wants to hear your ideas.
All right. Any final words, Julia Moore?
Bueno, yo diría que en el apoyo para los niños, ya que hay bastantes.
Mm. There's a lot of kids in our church, so we definitely need a lot of help there.
Y ellos son nuestro legado, ellos son nuestro mañana, ellos son lo eterno.
They're our legacy, they're our tomorrow, they're what is the future to come.
Pues ese es el campo que por ahora necesita más apoyo en la iglesia.
I think this is one of the biggest ways that we need help in our church.
Y bueno, igual nosotros estamos a su disposición, a sus órdenes, y les amamos y seguimos orando por todos.
And we're also available, and we love you guys, and we want to continue to pray together.
Man, come on, let's give it up for these guys one more time.